Welcome to the hit radio show, Authenticity Rising, with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Hello, Sabrina. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Christine. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited about our new show.
I am too. It seems like it's been a long time in the making, and it's here. It's finally manifested.
It's great. And for those of you who are listening today, what we're going to be doing is you're going to get to know Sabrina and me a little bit better. You may have heard of us. Hopefully it's been good, but you know, you may know a little bit about us or you might not. But we have some interesting history, and we've come from fairly traditional backgrounds and have sort of made it into the alternative realm, and we've learned some things along the way. So, Sabrina, you want to give them a little bit of history about, you know, where you came from and where you're at now?
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure some people have heard things about me that weren't always so good.
We're not going to be talking about that today, though, are we?
You never know. It could always come up, right? Well, you know, I come from that traditional background that you mentioned. I had a career in human resources, living the life that I was designed to live as a mother, nurturing, caregiver, type A control freak. And somehow that wasn't satisfying enough for me. I was left feeling like there has to be something more. And I made that big proclamation, there has to be something more. And then I was answered with a rollover accident.
Oh, gosh.
And my two daughters were in the car with me that day, and I was forever changed. But
how
it led
your daughters?
Me. Pardon me?
How old were your daughters at the time?
At the time, I have to go back. Gosh, they were 4 years old, or 3 and a half, and 15. So it was very traumatic, especially for my 15-year-old who was getting ready to get her license and learn to drive. And all of a sudden, she saw how quickly your world can change when you're forced off the highway.
Yeah.
But it did lead me into a more spiritual path at that point. And since then, I've been able to release my human resources career and discover healing and learn to teach that work for others and really make an important difference in the world.
Wow. So from human resources to alternative healing.
Yes, and you, Christine, also come from that traditional background. You had a career.
Yes, I did. I had a career in statistics. I used to design and analyze clinical trials in conventional medicine. And in fact, I worked in cancer research for a number of years. You know, I was raised to take that sensible path, and you know, I was following the footsteps of my father, truly, and I knew I could make good money as a statistician. I was good at math and statistics, and I went to graduate school, did the whole thing, and then I was a statistician and was doing fine in that, but not feeling fully satisfied. You know, you talked about how it wasn't enough, and then something unexpected happened to me. I got cancer. I had the early stages of lymphoma. And it was weird because at the time, I didn't know anything about alternative medicine. I mean, I'd heard something, you know, about acupuncture, but I'd never even considered going for that, let alone some of the alternative healing stuff. And, you know, I thought, wow, what do the doctors have to offer me here? And I heard something from this mainstream medical doctor that I never expected to hear. He said, you know, Christine, with this kind of lymphoma, early treatment's not helpful. In fact, we think it may actually tend to shorten a person's lifespan. So here's the game plan. What we're going to do is we are going to wait and watch, and we're going to biopsy you every month. And when it gets to be bad enough, we're going to put you on chemotherapy. And then I found out later, they keep you on chemotherapy the rest of your life. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, you know, this isn't what I signed up for here. You know, what's going on? And so he had nothing to offer me. And I thought, well, waiting and watching, that's all well and good. But can I do something to empower myself? And so I ended up exploring the alternative realm. And I spent a long time learning about how to consciously manifest, you know, using affirmations, using visualization. And I also cleared out some emotional issues that I think were really blocking me in terms of embracing my wellness. And after a couple of years, all of the cancer went away. So it was a great lesson for me, but I had started to dabble a bit in alternative healing, and I got fascinated because suddenly it was like, oh my goodness, you know, there's more to healing than putting in a pill or an injection into the body and having it change. There was something where the mind and body were connected that could affect a change. And so, you know, eventually I went into the field of healing and have taught it internationally for a number of years now. And here I am today.
And that's a wonderful story. I find it fascinating that here you were, this statistician in conventional medicine and cancer research, and then attracted cancer into uh-huh. your life.
Yes.
And you also spoke about, you know, pleasing your father. And it seems like many of us try to do these things that are not authentic, and we can do it for only so long until we do get that wake-up call. Something comes into our experience to get our attention.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things I've learned is we don't have to wait until it gets to a crisis in order to hear the authentic voice and to make changes in our lives. But, you know, for many of us, that's the way we have to find out. We have to find out the hard way that we're not listening to that inner voice.
Well, I think that's why you and I were brought together through teaching healing together, and to have this experience so that we can also help others learn before it's too late, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because, you know, you and I started talking about this notion of authenticity, sometime in 2011. It was almost like things were shifting in our lives. Things seemed to be shifting in the world where these things that weren't authentic were being illuminated for us, and I think being illuminated for many, and creating this kind of inner turmoil, if you will. And what kept coming to my mind is, oh my goodness, if we listen to our authentic voice, then we're going to get guided to live the life that we're meant to live, and it's going to ease some of this turmoil. It's going to ease some of the stress in my life. And you know, I think that a lot of people have been experiencing that.
I agree. I mean, we are getting help unlike ever before. And it is illuminated, like you said. And when we were having those discussions in early 2011, it was becoming apparent that we were feeling an inner conflict within our personal integrity when we continued to show up for something that was no longer serving us personally.
Right.
Regardless of how much we believed in what we were doing, it was just no longer appropriate.
Yes. Yeah. And there's so many different ways to be inauthentic. You know, we cannot speak our truth in relationships. We can, you know, not be aligned in terms of our inner truth with our jobs. We can be in a situation where we love what we do, but there's something about the politics of the organization, or there's something about it that isn't right. And you know, we were getting that message that there was something out of balance and we needed to shift.
Exactly. And like people have asked me before, you know, what do you do when you get messages? And I'm like, you listen, because otherwise they get louder and more persistent.
Right. Yes. And then for many people, what happens is if they don't listen to the messages, then they start getting maybe some aches and pains, or they start manifesting a car accident. And for those of you who are driving, don't manifest one now just because I said it, okay? Pay attention to the road.
And don't ride with me.
What's that?
And I said, and don't ride with me.
Uh-oh, yes.
Don't be a passenger in my car.
Well, Sabrina, even though she's given up the type A personality at work, let's just say that it comes out on the road, folks.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Where was I? I've lost my train of thought thinking about you driving, Sabrina.
I know. It can be scary. Yeah. Talking about how things can manifest in different ways when we're not listening to that inner voice, that inner guidance.
Yeah. And some people will get illness. And for me, that was what I manifested. I manifested illness because at the time I was working on my doctoral dissertation in theoretical statistics. That's the mathematics behind statistics. And I was really unhappy doing the work. And it's funny because, somebody asked me, how's your doctoral dissertation going? You know, when are you going to finish? And I found myself saying, I'm going to finish my dissertation if it kills me. And then I recognized, oh my goodness, that's what I was manifesting. It's like, you know, when you're a kid and you get out of school, in order to get out of school, you think, well, I don't want to go to school today. I think I'll manifest a sore throat, or maybe I'll get a tummy ache or whatever. And kids might not be doing this on a conscious level, but on an unconscious level, that's what's going on. So I think on an unconscious level, that's what I was manifesting. So I recognized that it was disconnected from my heart, and I made the choice to leave, even though it was so close to finishing my doctorate. You know, I'd had dozens of graduate classes. I'd passed my written exams, passed my oral exams, and had a portion of my doctoral research done. And yet, my body was saying, this is not in line with your authenticity, Chris. Get out. So that's what I did in order to save my life. And when I did, guess what? Within 3 weeks, all the cancer disappeared.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So it's so important to listen to the messages. And I think, you know, more and more people these days are getting these messages because I think things are shifting on our earth. You know, the economics are shifting, political systems are shifting, relationships are shifting. People are being challenged in ways that they haven't been challenged before, you know, losing their jobs, trying to face things and having a hard time doing it. You know, you and I know some of the most evolved people on the planet, and some of them, including myself, have been having issues lately with just trying to find balance in all this chaos.
And it is fun trying to find that balance within the chaos, and we should discuss that more. So right now, you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina.
To live in simple gratitude for each moment of your life? When gratitude is integrated in your life, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you create each day with wonder and passion. Gratitude expressed daily gives us wings to fly towards its highest summits. By writing your 5 gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
This is the difference. And we're back on Authenticity Rising. Christine was just talking about all the shifts that are happening on the planet today that are helping us to step more fully into our authentic self. And Christine, what are some of those shifts that you noticed?
Well, I've noticed that people are having a more difficult time in relationships. People who have been fairly centered in their lives, whether it be in their careers, relationships, their perceptions of self, are being challenged to grow, I think. And it's funny because, I know that there's some people out there who've been talking about what's been going on astrologically. And oh, by the way, I think this is a lunar eclipse today or something. And I'm not sure if that means we all go crazy or maybe that's the full moon. But anyway, people have been talking about how the energy is shifting. And I think that a lot of people are having emotional turmoil. And it's funny because I was thinking about this the other day about how when we cut ourselves, you know, it's like we cut ourselves, it starts to bleed, we have pain, you know, there's this initial sort of shock of, okay, there's something going on here. And then the body is just rushing to do what it needs to do to come back into balance. It goes and it sends the white blood cells and it eventually forms a scab, and then the skin heals underneath that scab, and eventually the scab itches and eventually comes off. And we have learned to just sort of trust in our body's process with something like a minor cut. But sometimes when we get out of balance emotionally, we don't have that same kind of centeredness about it. It's kind of like, oh, how do I feel better? How do I feel better? And it's almost like we don't recognize that when we are feeling upset and becoming emotional, it's actually very valid information about a healing that is underway, trying to bring us back into balance.
It's one of those healing opportunities that we often don't recognize, because we have been conditioned and trained to not express our emotions.
Right.
Often as a young child, when we did, we were judged. And so we learned to behave and to interact in society in order to gain that approval and to be accepted, which has always been such a discord for me, because I found myself not expressing my feelings and I stuff them inside. And then, you know, your body does begin to hurt because it has to go somewhere. That right. Experience has to go somewhere.
And, you know, the Abraham Hicks teachings talk about how our emotions are our guidance. And Greg Braden also talks about this. He says the language of consciousness is emotion. And so that part of ourselves that's connected to source, if you will, or our higher wisdom or guides, you know, whatever your belief system is, or just sort of accessing information from the universal field, it comes to us and is communicated to us through emotion. And so the emotions are actually giving us valid information about how, you know, what's out of balance, what's giving us relief, and what is leading us to become a better version of ourselves. And for me, you know, having been raised by parents who thought that emotionality was not something to be expressed, it was something to be stuffed down, you know, it's been a huge change for me to accept my emotions, particularly the negative emotions, you know, the ones we call negative.
Yes, those negative emotions. And when I began seeing the emotions as information through Abraham Hicks' teachings as well, uh-huh. It was like when I had that experience of showing anger or frustration, then I would perpetuate that because I would beat myself up for having those bad or negative emotions and not being accepting of them.
Yeah.
I know, and you and I have done a lot of work to embrace that shadow side, per se, and to see the wholeness in all of it, that it's all important, it's all necessary.
Absolutely. And, you know, the negative emotions are just giving us information. And it's, I think it's really important in order to embrace our authentic voice, we have to embrace every emotion, negative, positive, you know, it doesn't matter. And once it's expressed, it's released. It's kind of like, you know, you and I have both had babies and we've spent a lot of time, you know, around our children. They're very young. And it's so fascinating to watch a baby because when they get upset, they get all red in the face, their cheeks puff up, and then they start to wail and they let you know they're not happy. And then within seconds to maybe a couple of minutes, they release it and then they get to be so happy. And it's a great example of how, you know, the emotions are meant to just flow through. It provides the information. It shifts things within your own life and perhaps within the lives of people around you. And then you get to move into joy.
And that's a great place to be.
Yeah.
I love being in joy.
I do too. And sometimes it doesn't feel like an easy place to get to, you know? And it's like this paradox. In order to get to joy, you have to release your attachment to joy.
That is an interesting paradox because it's like letting go of everything that seems important in order to be there.
Right.
And we often hold on to the things that out of fear in our life because we feel like that's what brings us security. That's what brings us a solid foundation. And we end up feeling a lot of stress and anxiety and frustration for having those things in our lives that aren't serving the purpose anymore.
Right. And, you know, it was funny because when, you know, I was telling a story earlier about the situation with the cancer that I had. I was so worried about letting go of my doctorate and I had to walk through that fear. I mean, it was really hard for me to let go. And it was through letting go that I stepped into wellness. But boy, oh boy, did I have to let go of a bunch of fear. And interestingly enough, these fears, oh my goodness, they are based on other people's perceptions of us, partly. You know, I could feel, I internalized my father's potential disappointment in me. I could sense disappointment in my doctorate advisor. I thought about how people were going to perceive me differently because they weren't going to be referring to me as Dr. Upchurch, you know? And so that fear is so often about what other people are going to think of us.
That judgment and
yeah.
Our own self-judgment. We can be our own worst inner critic of looking at us like, you work so hard and you're going to walk away from that. That's how I felt when I knew it was time for me to leave my human resources career. I was getting clear guidance, clear information that it was absolutely no longer serving me. But it was like, how can I give up this income? And worse yet, I was manifesting things in my life. I was doing that creative, conscious, creative process that you discussed. So I had manifested working from home 4 days a week and only going into the office 1 day a week.
In corporate America, that's great.
And this was, you know, several years ago. So this is one of the leading edge things. I had to create this report and try to find all the information out there that I could in a relatively new subject of how it would actually save my company money by allowing me to be offsite, you know, and overhead expenses and so forth. And when I presented that, the CEO was not happy with it, but asked me if they would lose me if they didn't say yes. And in that moment, I found my strength and courage to say, I can't answer that question right now, but I see myself working from home. Mm-hmm. Whether or not that's for this organization is yet to be determined.
Wow.
So having been there for over 12 years, they wanted to keep me, thankfully. Uh-huh. And that allowed me to work for a year from home on top of my mountain with my family, enjoying life. But yet I still knew there was something more. There was something more. And that's what led me then, when I received my invitation, as I was told that I needed to come back in the office full time, and I knew I wasn't going to take an hour commute each way every day, it was time for me to go. And I was grateful for that opportunity. And when I hired my replacement and trained them, which took 3 months to do, mm-hmm. I took a big leap of faith. And in doing so, my husband's business tripled financially that year.
Wow.
So I saw how supported I was when I let go and I stepped through the fear and trusted that if I was doing what I needed to do, the universe would show the way.
Fabulous. Well, when we come back in a moment, we're going to talk more about stepping through fear in order to express our authenticity. I'm Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade. Certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I was just sharing what it was like for me to take that big leap of faith when I left my human resources career for the unknown world of a healing practitioner. And the universe magically surprised me and showed me that when I trusted, this control freak didn't have to figure everything out anymore. And that was such a wonderful release for me.
Yeah.
And Christine,
yeah.
What are some of the things that you've had to let go of?
Well, first of all, I'd say that about control freaks, and I definitely have, you know, controlling issues myself, but this notion that we're in control is an illusion anyway. And so letting go is the only way to sort of, is probably the best way to have some control, if you will. It's like allowing the control to come from a different place besides our ego. But yeah, I've had to let go of all sorts of things in my life. And last year, one of the things I let go of was both my parents. They passed away within 16 days of each other. Another thing that I let go of last year or early this year was a career, sort of shifting my career. I was letting go of a position within my career that I had grown very fond of. I was teaching healing internationally in an organization that teaches healing to, you know, all around the world. And I loved my job in many ways, absolutely loved it. But I felt like it was keeping me in a narrow little box. And I wanted to burst the lids open and take it elsewhere because I was actually going down this new path with some new approaches to transformation, some energy. People put it under the guise of energy healing, but it's really more about transformational processes. And I was in a situation where I was like, okay, well, in order to bring this forward, in order to do what is authentic for myself, I am going to have to let go of this, you know, prestigious position. I was one of only four instructors in the world. And, you know, we had trained tens of thousands of people, I think 60, 70,000 people worldwide. And yet it was right for me to let go. And there were also aspects within the organization that weren't aligned with my philosophy of how we interact with each other. And I just knew it was time for me to let go. So I took that step off the cliff and have been moving forward with some other work that I've been doing with the Orion Network for Evolution, and got my own healing center here called Stellar Reflections, and still teaching healing work. And also, I was really moved to move forward with our Authenticity Rising workshop. I mean, before we even thought of the radio show, you and I were working on creating this one-day self-empowerment workshop. And it was just like, okay, I need to go this route. If I'm so compelled to think about, read about, write about authenticity, then I'm ultimately going to be, you know, compelled to also teach it. And, you know, they say we teach what we have to learn, what we so most need to learn. And authenticity is one of those things for me. So you and I created this workshop together.
And that was such a fun process, creating that workshop. It was one of those things. And you and I kind of approach things a little bit differently, even though we're both Aquarians. And actually, we share the same birthday 10
yes,
years
we
apart.
Do.
Yes. So we have a lot of similarities in many ways, yet we approach things a little bit differently at times. And my approach, I try to remind myself, and it's a constant reminder. I don't live in this state all the time. You know, I wish I did, but I do have the wherewithal to remind myself that when I'm struggling or trying to do too much or do of anything instead of just being, that it's not working for me. And I've adopted this little motto in life: when we play and have fun, everything gets done. And when we wanted to create this workshop together to, you know, help others step more fully into their authenticity, you came to visit me on my mountaintop, and we were having a lot of fun.
We were.
And that particular day, why don't you share with everyone what happened?
Well, there we were, you know, sitting in Sabrina's living room with her daughter, Tabitha, whom she homeschools. And then, you know, and of course, your dogs, too. Don't want to forget Cairo and Butchie. And, you know, I was there on business. This was a business trip. And there we were sitting around, and there was a movie that Sabrina had been saying, oh, I really want you to see this. So we sat and we were watching that for a while. And I think we did ionic foot baths or something like that. And then
yes,
I think we went outside.
I put your feet in a tub and we saw all kinds of nasty stuff come out of you.
Yeah, let's get really authentic here. It was gross. But then I think ultimately we went outside. We, you know, hung out on one of your huge boulders in your backyard on your mountaintop. And, you know, just we're having a very enjoyable day. And I'm thinking, are we ever going to get to our work? And then we had dinner. And then after dinner, all of a sudden, things started to flow. It's like, oh, this is what we need to teach, and we need to teach this piece and that piece, and it needs to be in this order, and this is the exercise we need to put here, and it just flowed through in a matter of, I don't know, 3 hours or so?
It came through rather quickly, but yeah. I love the fact that, you know, and it was quick, and it was fun when we were lined up to it. The process was much easier, simpler, not a lot of efforting, which, you know, I'm not a big person that likes to effort too much. But it is just a true testament of when we take the time to nourish our bodies and to care for ourselves and to connect with nature or somehow find alignment and connect with that inner wisdom, we are supported. But we could sit down and we could, you know, put the computers in front of us from the beginning of the day and struggled for 12 hours and not have accomplished what we accomplished in that short period of time.
Yeah, it was a great lesson about being in the flow. And, you know, there's an energetic flow to anything and everything, including the creative process, including taking care of business, even driving from point A to point B, you know, going and picking up your child at school or driving home from work. If you can sort of be at ease and in the flow, then things have a way of working out far better than when you're just pushing. Partly, I think it has to do with stress, but also I think that the universe, if you will, has, you know, assists us in whatever it is we want to do, you know, even if it's something as simple as writing a paper or driving to work.
Yeah, and I need all the help I can get when I'm driving.
No, it's not you who needs help. It's the other people on the road who need help.
It's always that different experience, though. It really is. Because when I am in a state of joy, I'm not being rushed. I feel like everything is flowing. Then the traffic flows and I attract very nice, courteous drivers. But when I'm feeling anxious or stressed or not enoughness in some way, some shortage or limitation, I always attract the people that cut me off, cause me to slam on my brakes. They're inconsiderate. They're not aware. And that's because of where my vibration is at that time. Where it's just like a magnet. It just comes to you. So I try not to blame them too much. But in the moment, I do, because I'm not in alignment.
Right. And it's so interesting. I mean, I imagine everybody's had this experience of having a bad day, and it just, something gets started in the morning that puts you into a foul mood, and it seems to ruin the entire day. And for a long time, I thought, oh, it's just happening to me. I'm the victim of, you know, all these bad situations. But it's really about, you know, how I was aligned. And, you know, there are a lot of people who understand that there are natural consequences to certain actions. But I think that there are a lot of people who don't really understand that we are vibrational beings, and the vibrations we create through our emotions, through our perspective, particularly through our perspective on reality at that moment, really shifts our vibration to attract what it is we're going to bring into our existence. And that could mean bad drivers, or it could mean, you know, a health crisis. It's
abusive husbands.
And it's just the sort of thing where when you become aware of it, it's fabulous information. And once you become aware of that and you recognize this, the natural consequences of your vibration, if you will, then you can shift your perspective on reality and shift your life. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. And we're going to come back with our section on authenticity rising into action and give you a dare. This is Christine Upchurch with Authenticity Rising. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
No This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And Christine and I are so happy to announce that we are going to have one of our workshops we were discussing earlier. It's coming up later this month on Saturday, June 23rd at Sunrise Ranch in Loveland, Colorado.
That's in the Denver area. Yeah.
Yes, I am thrilled to be offering this here in the Denver metro area. It's a little bit north of Denver metro, and that's because, you know, I'm a nature girl at heart, and that's where I connect, and that's where I am able to live life more harmoniously and not hurt people on the roads.
And it looks like a beautiful setting up there, too. I'm so looking forward to it. And, you know, we taught the same workshop in Seattle, and people really enjoyed it. And it's a transformational workshop. You know, when Sabrina and I developed this workshop, we came to this realization that, you know, first of all, we knew that we, you know, each person on this planet really needs to step into his or her authenticity, because that brings much greater joy and abundance and ease and in life, success as well. But we're thinking, you know, how do we help people to do that? And we've read a lot about it. We've listened to, you know, CDs about it. We've heard people speak about it. And we've realized that there are 8 simple steps to stepping into your authenticity. And it's not like you have to take these 8 steps, you know, and spend a few weeks going through and doing all this stuff. It's really about in any given moment, in any given day, when you're facing something, you can actually go through these 8 simple steps in order to interpret your authentic voice and identify the information and process it and make a choice based on your authentic self.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like having the tools available at any moment in your daily life to help you find that relief and to be more empowered in your daily lives.
Yeah. And it's already helped me. I find myself utilizing that approach that we've come up with occasionally, you know, throughout the day. And it just sort of shifts my awareness. And one of the things I've noticed is that the voice inside my head often is not my own. I was speaking to my therapist. Yes, everybody, I'm in therapy. A little crazy, I guess, but no. I was talking to my therapist about something, and I actually said something positive about myself. And I said, oh my God, I'm hearing my mother's voice giving me a hard time. You know, who do you think you are, Miss Bossy Pants? You know, like, you know, acting like you're just so great. And I'm thinking, how sad is that? You know, can't even appreciate myself without having that voice inside my head. But one of the things that's helpful when talking about becoming authentic is trying to identify whose voice is this in there, you know, because we have so many different voices.
Yeah, those inner voices, you never know who it's coming through. I do sometimes channel my grandmother.
Do you? Is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, you know, I love her to death, and, you know, she's no longer here anymore on this planet, but I tell you, she was always pretty critical, and she was the coulda, shoulda, woulda queen, and right. I always found myself second-guessing myself oftentimes because of that.
Wow. Yeah. And I think that the challenge for us is to really be able to listen and say, okay, that really is my authentic voice. Which, you know, kind of brings me to our Authenticity Rising into Action Dare of the Week. Each week we are going to dare you to try something, and we want to hear from you via email about, you know, what you found doing this process. So Sabrina, you want to share with them what our Dare of the Week is?
Yeah, and I love dares. You know, I can't help myself but to do it, because I always had to prove myself worthy. So what better way to do it than to meet all the challenges that were thrown at me? So this week we discussed, we want to identify an area in our lives, and we're asking you to do the same. So identify an area in your life that you haven't been willing to let go of yet. It doesn't always feel good to have that situation or that relationship or that experience, but you're still holding on to for some reason. Now write down all of your thoughts and your feelings that come about that situation. And this is a great exercise in allowing everything to come through. Nothing is off limit. Don't judge it. Just let the information come through and right. see what you discover.
Yeah. And I think so often what we do is we end up suppressing the information that's coming through, the emotions and, you know, the voice, because we're afraid of what we're going to have to do with that information. But I think that it's really important to just sort of detach from that and just let it flow. So
Absolutely.
something that's not bringing you joy, and write your thoughts and feelings about it. And that's just the first step. And try that this week and see what you come up with. You know, it may be illuminating for you.
And I think many people will discover a lot of things that might not necessarily be true for them, may not even belong to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that authentic voice again. You know, there's so many other voices in our head, our parents, our religions or former religions, our teachers, our colleagues, our friends, you know, that judgment or the fear of the judgment that comes through in those voices that don't belong to us. It's important to identify those.
Yes. And we want to hear from people during this experience. And as you said, they could email us. One of the ways to connect with Christine and me is through our website, authenticityrising.com. We also have a page on Facebook under the same name, Authenticity Rising. And Facebook is such an easy way to communicate and share information. So if you're out there, please like our page.
Yeah, and it's a viral way of getting things, you know, around the internet, and it's fabulous to connect with lots of people that way. I mean, we're on our computers and on our cell phones texting and that sort of thing, and in a sense, we are disconnecting from people, but really, we're connecting more globally now. You know, I've got Facebook friends all over the world, and some of them I've met in person when I've taught seminars, and others, they're just sort of friends of friends, and it's so good to be connected, as long as they're posting in the English language, because otherwise, I'm sunk. You know, it's like, oh, what is that? I got something recently, and my son, who's 17, said, oh, don't worry, Mom, it's Hebrew, you know, it's like, okay. Anyway, I want to give special thanks today to Bruce Upchurch, who's president of Zone Radio Imaging, for providing us with the music for our show. Please visit their website at zoneradioimaging.com. Please join us every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific time. Next week on The Authenticity Rising with Christina Sabrina, we will have Krista Gibson, editor and publisher of New Spirit Journal and author of a couple books, including 22 Steps to a Successful Life. Please have a great week, and we'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.